Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
Stay tuned for On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the show.
Welcome to On the Money, right here on WDBO 107.3 FM, AM 580, always streaming live in the WDBO app. This is your time, your chance, your opportunity to hop on the air and pick the brains of a certified financial planner professional, because we have Joe Burt and Charles Curry, a couple of members, a couple of certified financial planner professionals with the Certified Financial Group, one of the top 100 firms in the country as named by the CNBC. So this is not amateur hour, people. This is your time to call in and get the advice of the people who know what they're talking about. 844-580-9326. 844-580-WDBO is the number. And you know the number now by now, because for more than 30 years, this team has been on the air feeding you On the Money, the radio show, and providing advice for this people of Central Florida. Over 400 years of combined experience inside that office. Joe, Charles, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. And excuse me.
Good morning.
Should have got rid of that frog before I showed up. Charles and I, this is live radio, folks. Charles and I are here to take your calls this morning. Anything that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances, as Charles and I and the 14 other certified financial planners do Monday through Friday, providing financial planning and investment advice for our clients for a fee on Saturday morning while you're here, absolutely free. So if there's anything on your mind regarding your personal finances, questions that you might have regarding real estate, about long-term health care, regarding an IRA, a 401k, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, all that more. These are the things that Charles and I work with every day. But we are here this morning for you, as I said, absolutely free. So if you have any questions about any of those things, we encourage you to pick up the phone, because the lines are absolutely wide open. And those numbers again, Josh, are
844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. We also have the open mic feature inside of our app. Open the App Store, Play Store. If you have an Android, download the free WDBO app. Click the button that says open mic. Send in your question that way. I'll play them back for the experts here on the team. You can get your questions answered as you go. Today's topic, gentlemen, Charles and Joe Burt, is how to be financially independent and retire early. The old FIRE acronym.
That's it. Charles, what do you have?
Yes, so that's correct. The great FIRE acronym. Financial independence and early retirement, of course, is a concept that's been gaining significant popularity both online through TikTok and YouTube videos and just general discussion. And it's a topic that I get from time to time from millennials that come in and ask, kind of, how can I implement FIRE in my life? And with that, it's really what the whole concept is about the goal of achieving financial independence at a relatively young age. Of course, it's by achieving early retirement and having that financial freedom to pursue kind of the passions and interests that you have outside of what your typical 9-to-5 job would be. The core principle behind FIRE is to accumulate enough wealth and passive income to cover your living expenses without relying on traditional employment. And this typically is achieved through a combination of kind of careful financial planning, disciplined saving, strategic investing, and frugal living. And with that, for example, the kind of the main key steps to FIRE or financial independence and early retirement is setting financial goals. It's really, you have to be very specific and define kind of what your goals are and what you're trying to achieve in the FIRE system. With that, it's getting back to, when do you desire to retire, estimating kind of what your future expenses are, calculating that target savings that you need to achieve that desired lifestyle. And it's a hard one to kind of go it alone. You definitely need the benefit of working with a certified financial planning professional who has the tools, has the software that can sit down, analyze that for you, model out what it looks like today, what you need to do to achieve kind of those stated goals.
And that's you hit right on it, because what some folks I know do when they want to do it yourself, you said, okay, I want to spend, let's say, $3,000, $4,000 a month, whatever that number is. And how do I do it? How much money do I need? So you do it on the back of an envelope and you think it's going to work, and you forgot about inflation. You forgot about taxes. You forgot about medical insurance, buying a car, all those things that come into life. And if you haven't really gotten detail, right down the nitty gritty and done that projection, you may find that you're going to come up way, way short when you're 45 years old and you thought you were going to retire, and you find out, well, I have enough money, but this just doesn't feel right.
Correct. And the goal is to have you feel right, that you can make that proverbial kind of leap from kind of the traditional kind of working years of where everyone around you is continuing to work 9 to 5, that you have that ability to kind of live the life you want. And you need to make sure that the numbers have been crunched and the I's dotted and T's crossed to make sure the numbers look right for you, and have someone tell you from experience of one of our CFPs here that can tell you all those different kind of hidden things that you're not thinking about or your blind spots, and that you really shouldn't be doing on the back of a napkin, and really need someone to sit down and analyze it for you. And a lot of it gets back to kind of your saving and budgeting. It's one that if you decide to go down this path, you really need to learn how to kind of have that mindset of really kind of frugal living. How can you take your paycheck and how can I increase kind of my savings from that paycheck? You, of course, can't achieve this if you're only going to put aside 10% or 15% of your income. You need to kind of get up more in that 30, 40, 50% of savings from each of your paychecks, and putting that into a vehicle that can grow and compound at a greater rate than what you would get in your bank account.
Now, the key there is if you're going to put aside 40 to 50% of your paycheck, you have to make some radical lifestyle changes.
That's correct. You have to look at kind of your living expenses, your car expenses, your kind of your daily food expenses, whether you're eating out versus eating at home, and kind of where can you go in and really kind of cut expenses drastically.
No more Starbucks.
Well, there's ways. You have to figure out how to make it work.
You can work at Starbucks.
You need, part of the concept of FIRE is having side hustles.
Oh, there you go.
Your 9-to-5 job. Because if you can imagine, if you're young starting out, you're probably at the lower kind of pay age of your life compared to later in life in terms of your earnings potential. So you need to come up with some other side hustles, whether it's working as a barista on the weekends, doing different things online, whether it's through kind of YouTube channels, writing, blogging, a lot of different ways to kind of make money on the side that you can put into the savings. And if you look at it of, hey, I want to retire at age 45 or at age 50, be able to travel, do everything that I want to do, and not wait and like everyone else till age 60, 65, you come in with that mindset, then, yeah, working that second job or doing a side hustle, or, hey, maybe brown bagging your lunch more frequently than your coworkers. It seems hard in the beginning, but if you have that mindset of what your ultimate goal is, you can achieve it if you really put it down on paper and really strive towards it. And I think a lot of folks, when you vision that future of being able to kind of travel and do a lot of wonderful things, if you take those steps, you can get there.
But you're sacrificing today for the future, and therein is the challenge. Because unfortunately, most of us don't have that discipline to really, really do what needs to be done. You know, it's like a diet. You know, January 1st, we're all gung-ho, we're going to do this, and by February 1st, the diet's gone by the wayside. But this is really an entire lifestyle change, and it's a radical lifestyle change, unless you have a very high income that you can sock aside a lot of money early on in the years. But most people, you're starting out, as you said, maybe right out of school. You're starting on the lower end of the pay scale, and there's things you want to do. And some of those things are getting married and having kids and all that other stuff that enters into it. But it can be done. There are success stories.
There are success stories all across the internet when you look at this concept of folks who've done it, who've figured out ways to save and get their money to compound. That's the big key. Starting early, putting that money into some type of investment vehicle where you're getting stock market returns, where you allow that money to compound. And there's a couple of different concepts. There's a concept of kind of that's the 7% kind of compounding concept, where if you can earn 7% on your money over 10 years, you'll double your money. And conversely, of course, if you earn 10% on your money, you'll double it in 7 years. And if you do that and you're putting aggressively saving, those dollars can really add up over time and really allow you to achieve something pretty amazing. I ran a calculation for today's show where if you were 25, putting aside $2,000 a month, earning at 7%, you could have $1 million by age 45, which was pretty impressive in terms of just starting at zero and taking small steps and allowing that money to compound, that you could actually get to some financial freedom with that.
Well, yeah, as you say, time is a great asset. Unfortunately, we don't realize that until a lot of the time is gone, mm-hmm. and we're staring at retirement. And this is what we deal with a lot of folks coming in to see us for the very first time. You know, they're a few years out from retirement, and they've accumulated some stuff and say, well, how's all this going to work, and how much money will I be able to draw from my savings and investments in addition to what I may get from Social Security? And this is what planning is all about. But there are success stories for FIRE.
Yes, there are. There are success stories. And it's something I think also you could just apply to almost anyone when it comes to financial planning in their own lives in terms of achieving financial success. And it's just in terms of kind of living within your means, keeping your debt at low levels, especially any type of high interest debt, whether it's credit card or student loans, making sure to pay those off as early as possible, and then taking your excess savings outside your expenses and putting that into some type of vehicle to allow it to compound for you. Whether it's there is a rainy day fund for an emergency, to buy a car, put a kid through college, ultimately, if you're able to save more and get that growing more for you, you'll be very impressed that if you're getting near retirement, that you'll have a nest egg that's built up so high that no matter what you're drawing out of it, that account continues to grow and continues to compound, kind of creating that legacy both for you and your spouse, and then also for your children, for charity, and for other worthy causes. And it's just back to the power of money and power of compounding. It's been said it's kind of almost the eighth wonder of the world of compound interest. And if you can learn that concept at an early age, it's tremendous in terms of getting those dollars kind of growing and building for you. I talk with young folks who are just starting off in the workforce. I just said, you need to get a retirement account, get some money in that account, get it growing for you. Take dollars that you don't need today to live on, and if you can put that money aside, maybe not go to Starbucks one day a week and put that money inside a retirement account, let that build. You'll be amazed how much that money is and how much is compounded for you 20, 30 years down the road.
Over the years, I've had the good fortune of having some of my clients bring in their children or perhaps grandchildren who are just starting in the workforce and have me demonstrate to them exactly what you're talking about. And it's interesting and rewarding to see their eyes light up when they see what they can do and the advantage that they have because of youth, because of time. Time is a great asset. Once again, once it's gone, you never recover it. And I know we're up against a break there, Josh, so take it away.
I'll never forget I had a guy come to us in high school one time and showed us that very same graph of if you start today, this is how much you'll have versus if you start when you're just, 10 years later. Mm-hmm. And man, I wish I would have listened to him. You are listening to On the Money right here on WDBO. Joe Burt, Charles Curry standing by to answer your questions. 844-580-9326. 844-580-WDBO. We'll be right back. Welcome Welcome back to On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM, AM 580, always streaming live in your WDBO app. So fortunate to be joined today by Joe, the Oracle of Orlando, Bert, and Charles Curry, a couple of certified financial planners with the Certified Financial Group. This is your time to call in and basically pick their brains. You heard something in the news, you heard your uncle or your young Gen Z relative say something, and you want to fact check it, this is the time to do so. 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. Or if you just want to know why we keep talking about fire and there's nothing, no burning flames going on outside. Isn't that right, guys?
Not that we're aware of, anyway.
No, only up in Canada.
So FIRE stands for, once again, Charles?
Yes, it's financial independence, retire early. I think that's what all of us will go in life. With the concept, just to kind of summarize a little bit, the steps that we've talked about so far is about setting financial goals, saving and budgeting, investing for growth, ways to minimize debt. And then that comes to the fifth step, and that's how you create passive income streams. And that's another kind of important piece that kind of plays in this financial independence.
So what do we mean by passive income?
Yeah, passive income would be different ways to have income that's generated for you outside of you kind of working on, at a 9-to-5 type of
job. Sit back and collect the check.
Correct. And those things would be, for example, the easiest one for what we do for a living would be kind of passive income from your investment portfolio, kind of dividends and interest from your portfolio that you can invest in companies that they do so well that they actually return kind of part of their profit to shareholders on a quarterly basis, which is just an amazing thing. The other piece is, of course, a lot of people are familiar with over the years, rental property is another popular way to kind of generate some additional passive income, or renting out part of your house through Airbnb or a vacation home. The others is to generate kind of passive income from an online business or other little side hustles. The key is to get some additional kind of side income streams or passive income that's coming in addition to your work. And with those incomes and your savings and reducing expenses, it just allows you to put even more and more of your money into buckets that will grow for you to provide that kind of income you need in retirement, so you can retire early at a much early age versus kind of the traditional workforce. And it's important to note that with FIRE, it's not one size fits all. That's why it's important to talk with a certified financial planning professional when you're thinking of going onto this kind of lifestyle change, to really sit down and look over the numbers, because it requires discipline, perseverance, and really a realistic assessment of one's financial situation and kind of wherewithal, and that you need to seek professional advice and guidance to help you to design an effective strategy, especially if you're ready to embark on kind of FIRE.
And what you don't want to do within planning for FIRE or just planning for retirement is get started down the path and think you're going to be all right, and then look back 5 years from now and say, gee, I wish I'd have known that 5 years ago or 10 years ago, because it would have been totally different. And that's, once again, what as certified financial planner professionals we're trained to do, to show you what the impact of those decisions that you're making today, how they're going to impact you for the rest of your life. So if you want any more information about who we are, what we do as a firm, you can find us on the internet at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com, or come to any of the number of workshops we have coming up. We've got one coming up next Saturday. This one's going to be hosted by Gary Abley. And it has to do with, I know, retirement planning. And give us a scoop there, Charles.
Yeah, it has to do with, will your savings last a lifetime? And that's on June 24th, on Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And that just ties in exactly what we said. Will your savings last a lifetime? If you want more information, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com. Click on events. You can make your reservation right there. We hope to see you here next Saturday in our office in Altamont Springs. And I see we're up against the break here, Josh.
That's right. If you want to hop on the air with Joe and Charles with the Certified Financial Group, the number to call is 844-580-9326. 844-580-WDBO. Muggsy coming up with a story of her own about how to what she did to FIRE herself.
All right, Muggsy.
Coming up next here on The Money. You are listening to On The Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group. Welcome back to On the Money right here on WDBO 1073 FM, AM 580, always streaming live in your WDBO app. If you find yourself inside that free WDBO app and you still want to pick the advice to pick the brain of the team with Joe Burt and Charles Curry, the certified financial planners with the Certified Financial Group, go ahead and push the open mic button. Send that in. I will listen to them and play them back on the air so your question can still be heard and answered by these wonderful experts that we have during this here radio show, giving you advice that you can only find right here on Saturdays at 9 a.m. on The Money on WDBO. What do you say we head to the phones, Joe?
Let's do it.
Charles, Muggsy's calling in today.
Muggsy!
Got a fire story of her own. Go ahead, Muggsy.
Good morning, Muggsy.
Good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning. So I was out here cycling, and I heard Charles describe the typical millennial FIer. And I thought, you know what? I was that person long before FI was invented. And I thought, maybe there's another baby boomer, and I'm a baby boomer. The end of it. I was born in 62, so I'm 60. Turning 61 this year. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I could inspire someone by sharing my journey.
Well, good for you. Let's hear about it.
Okay. So, and before I do that, I just want to say thank you to all y'all because I've been to two of your seminars, which were awesome. And I've asked a question, which you answered on the radio, which was awesome. And I don't have a financial planner right now, but if and when I do, it's going to be Certified Financial Group.
Oh, thank you, Muggsy. Before you get into your story, I see you have a 614 area code. Are you from Columbus?
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
go,
sir.
Go Bucks.
Well, okay. I know that's not a popular thing down here in Florida, but so I was from Ohio. I worked in IT for 26 years for the government, and I didn't have a very satisfying like last 5 years of my career, and I always did what everything Charles said. And I didn't do it because I was disciplined or I was denying myself. I just did it because it's my lifestyle. Like, I don't like fancy coffee. I don't like fancy craft brews. I don't drink wine. I don't drink liquor. I don't like restaurant food. I like to grow my own. I don't like sitting down. So, like, going to theaters and things and is like not my thing. I like to get out. I like to cycle. I like to I ride a motorcycle. I like the outdoors. I like to hike. And I had a home here in Daytona Beach, like a second home, and being working for the government, I had a lot of vacation time.
Now, so Muggsy, let me get some more story on the story. So you were working in Ohio for the government?
Yes.
And you had a home, a second property here in Daytona that you bought as an investment, I presume.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So tell us the rest of the story.
I bought it in 2014, and for the past 9 years, I went back and forth. And those drives got very, very difficult, and I always imagined, what would it take for me to come here? Like this was my dream because I don't like the snow and the sleet. And even in Ohio, I always cycled to work and I had snow tires on my bicycle.
Oh, wow.
And I just, the thought of riding on the sand and riding on the beach and not having to like clock into work was really like the best to me. So I talked to my financial planner back in Ohio, and he said, I don't think you're ready. You got to work some more. You got to do Roth conversions. And then I don't know if it was the pandemic or what. I'm like, no, my pension right now, even though it's less, it can well cover my expenses. Why would I do that? You know? And so I did it. And I know that you guys, you caution people about all the extra things, but, you know, I don't live like, I don't have a high lifestyle. I have a little car. It's got a bicycle carrier, and it's big enough to put my dog crate in there so I could go anywhere I want, whenever I want. And this has been the best thing ever.
Good for you. Muggsy, I'm going to ask you a personal question here. Is your house paid for?
Oh, yeah. I've got no debt. I was
okay,
like...
Well, okay, good.
I was Dave Ramsey before Dave was even on the radio.
So to summarize, you have no debt and you have more income coming in than you're spending. So hopefully that extra income that you have, you're socking it away because you're still a young woman. Statistically, you have at least another 25 years in front of you. So you have to get that extra money to grow for you. Don't be stuffing it in a bank because good for you. Good for you. Muggsy, the next time you're in the office, I'd like to meet you. In fact, have you been to Gary's having a workshop on Saturday. Once again, Charles, the subject is about retirement. Are you prepared for retirement?
Or will your savings last?
I love Gary. I went to one of his like months ago, and I gave him high rankings because what you guys do for people for free is amazing.
Well, you know, as I said, if you've been regular listening to the show, Muggsy, we do it for two reasons. Number one, to hopefully prevent you from becoming financial casualty. And secondly, to introduce you to what we do as a firm. This way, whether you need our services now or sometime in the future, you give us an opportunity to earn your business. But this next Saturday, this one might be right up your alley if you have not been to this one. Gary is doing it. As you know, Gary, in addition to being a CFP, is also a CPA. And he's going to talk about all those things that you have. Some of those topics there, Charles. I think he's going to be covering in the workshop. He's going to be coming. Well, saving glass of lifetime. He's going to show you about, when the time is to take money out of your retirement account, doing Roth conversions, talking about Social Security, the best time to take Social Security, and all that stuff. And as you know, it's absolutely free. So if you haven't seen that one, go to our website right now, Muggsy, and make a reservation. It's financialgroup.com, as you know, because you've done it before. Click on events. And if you're here next Saturday, I'd love to meet you.
Oh, I love you guys. Keep winning.
All right. Thanks, Muggsy. And thanks for the call. Thanks for the kind words. Well, it's nice to hear from our listeners like that have been listening for years and attest to what we do here at Certified Financial Group. We've been doing it now for roots of the firm go back now almost 50 years, working with clients throughout Central Florida. And Muggsy, I can't tell you how nice that makes me feel that you've been to our workshops and you see the appreciation. And you know we're not out to sell you anything. We're here to give you advice and perhaps sometime in the future earn your business because we work with our clients as fiduciaries. We're not brokers. We're not here to sell you anything. The only thing we can sell you is our time. And we believe it's our time is well worth it. So we've got some questions I know that floated in there. Josh, are you still with us, buddy?
I'm here for you. I'm ready to hit some of these email questions.
Sir, go ahead.
Question number one. I've been hearing a lot about FDIC insurance on the news. What is it and why is it so important?
That's a great question from our listener in regards to FDIC insurance. That's something that's been top of mind for a lot of folks. I've been doing this for a long time in the industry. And this was kind of the question, I think probably came from what was going on in March with the financial crisis around some of the small regional banks. And it's something that gave me flashbacks of the financial crisis back in 07, 08. FDIC insurance is a government program that insures bank deposits.
FDIC stands for?
Federal Depository Insurance Corporation.
That's it. And so how does it work, basically?
Yeah, the way it works is that, on the most simplistic terms, is that $250,000 of a deposit in one person's name is insured by the FDIC insurance. So if the bank was to, let's say, fold on a Friday, if you have your deposit balances below $250,000, your deposits have been insured by the U.S. government and that your money isn't lost, it's going to be there available for you. And the idea behind that, what was so important and what kind of caused some of the bank issues back in March of this year, was that you had folks, corporations, businesses, individuals with much more money than that sitting in the bank, you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars kind of floating in the banking system. All of a sudden, there was a concern about a bank and its solvency. And all of a sudden, that money started moving and the bank kind of collapsed. And of course, if you had deposits greater than $250,000, you weren't kind of in that insurance kind of program. And there's ways that you can stagger or structure your accounts to cover more than $250,000 of deposits. But if you don't know the rules and you're just kind of doing it haphazardly, then you were in trouble if something like that was to occur.
Yeah, that's and the $250,000 is per account. So if you have an account, your wife has an account, then you have a joint account, you're up to $1 million. Mm-hmm. And then you could have different beneficiaries and different kinds of accounts. So you want to keep track of that stuff. Something I realized, Charles, when all this came up, fortunately we've got a few bucks here in the bank at the company, you know, just operating money, and accounts are fairly large. And when this all came up, I had no doubts about the stability of our bank. But just being prudent, you want to be sure, you want to be able to sleep at night, because you never know when the next shoe is going to drop. So they said, we have a system, and this is really neat. I didn't know it existed. Every night they sweep our accounts, keep it at the $250,000 level, and anything over and above that, they move it to another bank anywhere in the country to get the extra $250,000 that you might need. Mm-hmm. And it happens automatically. So you can have millions of dollars in the same bank, and if you're part of the system, they will move it around the country. And all these banks belong to this network, so they're all you're moving it from here to Ohio, and Ohio is moving it here, and it's a crazy game that plays, but it actually works. And this is something I wasn't aware of, I should have been aware of, but really you don't investigate these things until you have to. So it's a way to protect large amounts if you're a business. So.
And the other thing, too, that folks might not know is that we have the ability to buy brokered CDs. So instead of going around to multiple different banks and opening up $250,000 accounts, you could theoretically, with your $1 million in one individual, you buy four different CDs or a CD from each different bank through one account and allow you to get that FDIC insurance for $1 million account, which normally you'd be limited at $250,000.
Exactly. I'm glad you said we can do that for our clients. And it's all held in one account, but because it's a different banks, you've got that $250,000 protection per account. So if you want more information about that, how we do it, you can go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com is Charles and I and 14 other certified financial planners have been doing for years, providing investment advice and financial planning for a fee, working as fiduciaries. And I see we have a question there. A call floated in, and I see Josh is queuing it up. But I see we're also up against the break. I'm looking at the clock here. Josh, you want to take this call, or you want to hit the break and get after the break?
I asked Dan. Dan can hang on through the break, so we'll jump into the break here so we have enough time after the break to answer Dan's question.
Great.
All right, give us a call right now, 844-580-9326, if you want to hop in line. If a question pops into your head, I believe Wynn Smith is standing by in the office to answer your questions. If the show comes up to an end, but you still want to pick that brain of a certified financial planner. 407-869-9800 is that number to their office, the Certified Financial Group, 407-869-9800. You're listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group. Welcome back to On the Money right here on WDBO. As this episode of On the Money comes to an end, your chance to hop on the air may be coming to a close, but they will still be standing by. That is the Certified Financial Group standing by to answer your questions off the air at 407-869-9800. Rodney Ownby, I believe, is standing by to answer your questions. 407-869-9800. Dan is giving us a call from Mosquito Lagoon. How are you doing today, Dan?
Dan the man, what's up?
I'm doing good until the rain comes. I know we got to run quick here. Mm-hmm. Quick question. I listen to these, what I call info commercials, and they're talking about don't pay income taxes in retirement. Are you paying taxes on RMDs, or do you have RMDs? Could you explain to the listeners how that's a fallacy, that you cannot take money out of your IRA without paying income tax and put it into some type of annuity or something? That
I can tell you exactly how it works. The rest of the story, you are right. You cannot withdraw money from a retirement account and avoid taxes. However, what they can do is show you through computer magic how if you pay the taxes today and put it in a life insurance policy and then draw from it tax-free, you'll be dollars ahead in years to come. I would not get anywhere near that. It's a high commission product. You're going to pay taxes today, and you will regret it in the future. But it's a come-on. It's a gimmick, and it caught your attention. It catches thousands of people around the country's attention, and there's been all kind of lawsuits on these kinds of things because it is, in fact, a gimmick. What they tell you is that you can take money out of your retirement account, put it into an it is an insurance product, and you can withdraw from the insurance product. But what you're doing is you're borrowing against the policy. So what you're doing is taking out your own money, and you're not paying taxes on it. And they'll show you how it'll compound and grow without being taxed and yada, yada, yada. And they probably put it into a variable life product, which then they use these phony rates of return to show you how magic, you know, if you give me your money, I'll turn this straw into gold for you. You'll not get anywhere near that. And the last thing you want to do is buy any kind of investment or any kind of thing over the radio. You know, it's okay to get advice, but do not buy any investment that's touted on the radio, because somebody has to pay for those commercials. And generally, they are very, very expensive in the long run. But you ask a great question, Dan, and we see that periodically. People come in the office, they bought this thing, they have no idea why they did it. All they know is they're stuck with a big tax bill.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to be clear on that for everybody, because that was my interpretation, and I don't hear that enough. You know, you hear it all the time, and that's what the challenging part. And
of course.
I just want people listeners to know that.
Yeah, doesn't it sound great? You know, you got your money in your IRA or 401k, get it out totally tax-free. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. Well, I can tell you, it's not tax-free. It's not tax-free. You're going to pay taxes today with the idea that down the road, they will show you how much you're going to save in taxes in the long run. And I'm more focused on the tax bill I have to pay today, not how much tax savings I'm going to have in 25 years.
Thank you very much. Great
You're
show.
Welcome, Dan. Appreciate your call. Thanks so much for giving us a buzz. We've got just a couple of minutes left. I want to talk about two things here before we close. We've had, over the last couple of weeks, a lot of interest in the Score My Funds opportunity. And this is for our listeners that might have mutual funds and ETFs in their retirement accounts and want to know the quality of those funds. We will score those funds for you based on a system that's offered by the Center for Fiduciary Studies. Go to scoremyfunds.com. That's scoremyfunds.com. We will send you the report within 24 hours. And Charles wants to talk about a couple of workshops we got coming up here, Charles.
Yep, we have a couple additional workshops besides the one that will My Savings Last a Lifetime on June 24th. We have one on cybersecurity, which is a very popular one as well, which is going to be on Wednesday, July 19th from 6:30 to 7:30. And then we have tax-efficient investing and distribution strategies on July 29th, which is a Saturday from 10 to 12. And kind of in wrap-up here, I wanted, of course, to wish you, Joe, and to my father and all the listeners out there, wish everyone a happy Father's Day. It's an important day for all of us to kind of celebrate. And just wanted to wish everybody well.
And the same to you, Charles, and all our listeners out there. And thank you for tuning in this morning. We look forward to being with you again next week, same time, same station.
You just listened to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group.